Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Jeremy. So Jeremy, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, Dan, it's nice to meet you. Nice to be here. My name is Jeremy Hughes. I am the founder and CEO of Elevate Pictures. We are based out of Columbus, Ohio as our headquarters. But today we're a little bit more of a global company. We're not a big company, but we're spread out. So we've got our team is here across like what would be the United States. We have an animation studio that's growing out in Ireland, and we've got a great team out of the Philippines as well.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
So originally Elevate, I started up as a take you to the way back. I started in like what was animation and film back in college, and stayed put in Columbus here for pretty much all my life, you know, since the college days. And obviously it's not a hotbed for like what would be, you know, considered entertainment. But while I was at AOL Video, I had the chance to get with a few, a few friends, and we made a couple feature films. And I realized like, oh, I can actually do this stuff here again. That's really cool. And so worked on starting to build up like what was just a small little, you know, freelance, client roster and whatnot. And in 2008, which is always a great time to, you know, start a company during a downturn, you know, kicked off on my own at that point.
Awesome. So you mentioned that you wanted to stay in Columbus, but you never even considered moving to LA, Hollywood, or, I mean, obviously now there's like other places like Atlanta that are become bigger when it comes to animation and production. So did you ever, consider leaving Ohio for your business?
Yeah, I mean, originally I did. I had a son when I was, when I was young as well. So that kept me rooted, here. So he was, he's growing up, in Northeast Ohio, and I wanted to stay put. So had the offers to go, I was doing a lot in what was called pre-production. So it's storyboarding, concept art, character design, all that kind of stuff. And this is like in the early 2000s. So the idea of like, somebody saying like, yeah, you can email that to me, or, like what's a cable modem? Like that was still a question, right? Like people did not trust the internet at that point to be able to work remotely. So that changed things up. And, actually shifted me into, at that point in time, into like what was the whole world of like, I was working as an art director and a creative director and the web side of things. So getting into like, things like e-commerce sites and stuff like that early on. And so that's how I ended up at AOL, and then eventually was able to figure out how to get back into like what was video. Which that's evolved a ton since, where we started as well. So we're a very different company today than, how it got off the ground.
Makes sense. So can you talk more about Elevate, just what you do, and I guess what makes you, better than your competition or more unique than your competition?
Yeah. So Elevate today, we are a transmedia studio, which everybody's like, I think most people are like, I don't know what that term means. So transmedia storytelling is the concept that, it's telling a story across multiple platforms and mediums where everything works, cohesively in concert with each other. So the biggest probably transmedia story world that you can think of is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Right. There's thousands of characters. Each one of them, started from like what would be their own comic books, but then like how they intertwine into feature films and games, and how you go to, live events, and you might see that in a, like at an amusement park or whatnot, right? Like all of that needs to cohesively work together. And that's like where a great franchise is able to operate. That's what transmedia storytelling is all about. One message being able to be applied across what would be all those different channels, and that story to be engaging in each one of those channels based off of like how that channel best operates.
Awesome. So can you talk more about these different channels? I think also when it comes to video and content, 2023, obviously it's changing a lot. I mean, you know, lots of short form content, you know, TikTok, Instagram Reels. So, you know, what does that look like for your business as it's evolved over the years?
I think what's fun is like in 2010, you know, some of the Elevate team, like we were part of what was called Maker Studios when it got off the ground. And Maker was the first multi-channel network that YouTube allowed to set up. And so what that meant was like we were managing like what would be thousands of different creators, right? Like these big YouTubers. And how do you get them to work together? What's a brand deal look like? We're figuring all this stuff out at the beginning, you know? How do you manage production resources across like what are, you know, all these different channels? And then, oh, by the way, like there are other channels starting to set up. It's like YouTube, and then what should somebody do with their Instagram account, and what should they do with, you know, Twitter at the time, or Vine even, right? Like, so we've been in the creator economy since the very beginning, which has been really cool. And when you bring that forward, I think where we're at now is like, we're actually seeing another, dramatic shift in terms of like how entertainment is, being consumed and participated in by, you know, by fans here today. So I think like what we're starting to see now is fans want to actually like be participants. They want to be creative participants in stories that they engage in, you know? So you think about like everything from video games, like dwarfs, like what is Hollywood actually, when you actually step back and you look at the numbers, and it's only continuing to grow. While at the same time, social content is evolving very quickly. So like we're seeing like what is a convergence happening right now, where it's how a fan can come into a world, start to create like, you know, play within it, which could be through interactive or video game or whatnot, take that content out of there, publishing it out in their own channels, telling their own stories with it. Minecraft, right? Minecraft has over a trillion views on YouTube alone, built around just that, you know, around that game world, right? That's probably made Google something like $15 billion in ad revenue. Like it's huge. When you start to back out and you look at the larger picture of it, if you're able to create like what are those on-ramps for your fans to actually become partners in the story worlds, I think that's like where we're starting to see things move into it in terms of the next phase here.
Awesome. So what is the role of AI in your company?
So we're, you know, obviously we're starting to see like, you know, how it can disrupt like what would be our normal, you know, core business here very quickly, right? But it's also something that we're seeing and we're excited about from the standpoint of like where we're heading, you know, as a company, right? Again, like what I was just saying, like in terms of like being able to embrace the community, like a fan community around a property that we're developing, we're looking at like, how can we bring those, you know, how can we bring those fans on as creative partners and give them tools to be able to create quickly around, right? So everything from how they're able to create like what would be a music track and what the voice of their character might sound like and what the look of it is, built off of a model that has been trained off of like what would be, you know, the brand and the characters and the look of the world that we've established, right? And then how they're able to create their own backstories in terms of like, you know, what's your character's name? What do they do? What do they love to eat? Like all of those kind of things, right? Having all of that pull into prompts, and those are the things that we're doing right now with our platform.
Awesome. So can you talk a little bit more about who your ideal customer is? Like if somebody wants to work with you, is there a certain target in terms of, you know, company, annual revenue, location? Like what are you looking for when it comes to making sure somebody's qualified to really work with you and for you to help them grow?
Sure. I think that's a question that's evolving here right now. But I think it comes down to a very simple a very simple litmus test for us. And that is like, are there strong universals that sit inside of, what would be a company or a story? At the heart of it is like, is there a story that sits at the heart of like what it is that we're doing, right? Does that story have like what would be universal themes that sit within it? In a business sense, that would be, is there a strong why that sits there, right? So when we're looking at like who we're partnered with and whatnot, that's everybody from like what would be entertainment brands fit into that, kids and toys do, but then a lifestyle brand can fit really well into that. A sports team or similar can fit into that as well, right? Like there's like a very clear, like what is why purpose that aligns like what with an audience that has a like-minded, why or purpose there as well. We capture that. And then it's really easy to tell like, really exciting stories out across all of that.
Awesome. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now in your business?
I think the biggest challenge would be, that everything is shifting and it's shifting very quickly, right? And I think as industries democratize, the middle, gets pulled out of them very quickly, right? Like there's the big players that are able to exist and a lot of times they grow, they grow even faster. Just through the network effects that are able to, that they're able to continue to control. While at the same time, you've got like what would be anybody that's able to enter in. I love to use music as a great example. The music industry, like Napster came online like right in the early 2000s, and it was extremely disruptive. And the industry didn't exactly know how to, grapple with it, right? And at the same time, you had like Steve Jobs coming in with like what was, iTunes and GarageBand and all that and saying like, I've got a deal for you, right? And he was able to build this walled garden up around it, right? It was a massive shift at that point, right? And what you saw was like during that period of time, I think it was like, from 2003 and then like up through like the early 2010s, even the top 1% of artists were pulling in upwards of 70% of the revenue in the music industry. The average number of album sales per year across like what when you looked at like what was, iTunes and, I guess like Napster once it became like what was like, paid platform and all that, right? Was 12. On the average, that's like how many people were making music. Anybody was able to enter in and start to, offer that up. So it just created like what is a very thin middle. Features and entertainment in general has like also been, realizing that same thing. I think when you look at entertainment period right now, like the streaming platforms, there's too many of them. The middle of it is like, like there's a big fight that's happening right now with where the middle of that's like being pulled out of it. So I'm not sure if I fully answered that question, but yeah. I think those are, just like how that stuff is changing. If we're not adopting quickly, like I think those are things that are just going to continue to eat away at like, the type of company that we were. But we're very much in the shift right now of like becoming what is very much a product driven company over with a platform that sits underneath us as opposed to like what has been in the past, like a strictly service driven company.
So you think product is the way to go, like more into like a SaaS model as opposed to, so you're moving away from the agency model, you're focused more on SaaS, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think marketplace, looking at like it's very much a studio model here still, like entertainment, does have the ability to pull in so many different revenue streams and you need to be aware of those. But so it's not just like what would be a monthly, like an MRR or AR type of situation there. It's more around like how to set up like what are ecosystems around like what would be stories and then make sure that, we've got the technology to be able to manage and operate those.
Makes sense. Like what is your current monthly revenue just on average?
Well, I don't want to get into that, too much, but like we're a low seven figures company right now, in terms of what we do. That revenue still comes in across like what would be a lot of service work and that too. We've got a few we've got a few larger accounts that drive a lot And we put a lot of attention around. And then there's still like what is a myriad of smaller projects and whatnot that come into. So
Makes sense.
we're also like, weird time to do it, but we're actually finding a little bit of success in it. But we're doing a capital raise right now as well.
Awesome. So what is the way that you're getting new clients and new customers? You mentioned that you guys are growing and raising money. So I guess also if you can talk more about you're raising money for what purpose? Is it more to build out the current products or more to like do marketing? It's like, what is the purpose of your fundraise?
Yeah, the purpose is around like what would be scaling up the platform, and launching what would be what we call, several open story entertainment properties. So the studios aren't naturally going to embrace like the concept of an open story, entertainment property, which is the idea of like, oh, fans are co-creating with it, and fans should have some kind of, these fans that, come in and start to be creative partners in it should have a monetization, path for them as well. Like where it's like, if, Dan, if you created the next character inside of a property that we have right now, Deadbeat, right? And that character became the next Ned Flanders of this world, you should be rewarded for that, right? You should have some kind of skin in the game with it. And we believe like that's possible. Like traditional Hollywood looks at those IP rights as like they've got to be locked down. They have to be owned by the studio. There isn't like what is a clear process for sharing all of that. But a lot of the models that are starting to, I think a lot of the technology today is allowing for those things to happen. And we're really excited about like what we can do by embracing like what would be, there's Web3 principles there. And then also like when you start to look at like how AI can empower what would be a lot of this as well, like that's like where we get really excited. So coming back around to, to close up your question, we're looking at like, how do we, how are we fundraising like what would be in a path that like lets us put several of those properties out into market so people can get a good idea of like how they work. And obviously, how are we, continuing to learn how we're working with like what would be that creative community, and launching them, and then how that's also driving like what would be the scaling of the platform that sits underneath it all too.
Awesome. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for Elevate?
Oh man, a year. Who knows? Are we all going to be here in a year, right? But I think in a year from now, ideally what we'll be seeing is like we'll have three product, we'll have three of our properties in the market. The platform has, has matured greatly. And we're also seeing like what would be several new client partners that are, like what would be effectively studio partners that would be working on top of that platform as well.
Well, Jeremy, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing the best way to get in contact with you or your company website?
Sure. So elevatepictures.com is our company website, and I think one of the best ways that I've been connecting with everybody is like through my LinkedIn as well. So that's always that's an easy path there.
Awesome. Well, Jeremy, I want to say thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully, we can chat again in 1 year from now as your company keeps growing, and we're wishing you the best of luck.
No, this is great. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you
Thanks.
having me on.
Of course. And thanks for joining. Thanks. All right.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye-bye.